The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Saturday, March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle one. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint John of Egypt. He was one of the most famous early desert hermits, a noted prophet of his era. He was born in Lycopolis in Egypt and became a hermit at the age of 20. He had a hermitage with a single window opening onto the public. From there, he preached to vast crowds each weekend. He predicted two military victories for Emperor Theodosius I, and they were proven accurate in 388 and 392. The cell in which John spent his life was discovered in 1925. St. John of Egypt died in 394 AD. St. John of Egypt, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. God, you know the desires of our hearts for authentic peace, justice, and love. I offer you my prayers, thoughts, words, actions, joys, and sufferings today, together with Jesus, who continues to offer himself to us in the Eucharist, who continues to reveal himself to us in the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized, the unborn, the most vulnerable in our world. May your Holy Spirit be my guide and strength today, so that I may be a witness to your love, your justice, and your peace, and to the sanctity of each human life. Together with Mary, our mother, sister, and friend, she who carried the Savior in her womb, with all the communion of saints, and with all of us who offer ourselves to you for the good of others today, we pray. Amen. In the month of March, we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
Love and correction. Anger is not necessarily always in contradiction with love. A father, for instance, sometimes has to speak crossly to his son so as to prick his conscience just because he loves him. We know that spoiled children, to whom everything has been permitted, are often in the end quite unable to come to terms with life because they have never learned to discipline themselves, to get themselves on the right track. Or if, for instance, because I want to be nice to him, I give to an addict the drugs he wants instead of weaning him off them, which would seem to him very hard treatment, then in that case, you cannot talk of real love. Love, in the true sense, is not always a matter of giving way, being soft, and just acting nice. In that sense, a sugar-coated Jesus or a God who agrees to everything and is never anything but nice and friendly is no more than a caricature of real love. Because God loves us, because he wants us to grow into truth, he must necessarily make demands on us and must also correct us. God has to do those things we refer to in the image of the wrath of God. That is, he has to resist us in our attempts to fall from our own best selves and when we pose a threat to ourselves.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.
the place called the Skull. Just like a criminal, with a thief on either side. Thrown on a cross, brought to this moment by love with each nail.
The 11th station of the cross. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Here is his love. That is Donna Corey Gibson from her album, The Way of the Cross. It's 9 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday of the fifth week of Lent, March 27th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. I encourage you to dedicate time to the Word of God, to the sacraments, and to fasting and prayer in order to renew our relationship with God, ourselves, and our neighbor. We begin this liturgical day joining our entire being with the whole church and all the angels and saints as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought.
Give thanks to the Lord. Tell his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Oh, sing to him. Sing his praise. tell all his wonderful works. Be proud of his holy name. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Consider the Lord in his strength. Constantly seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he spoke. O children of Abraham, his servant, O sons of the Jacob he chose, he, the Lord, is our God. His judgments prevail in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, his promise for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it for Jacob as a law, for Israel as a covenant forever. He said, I am giving you a land, Canaan, your appointed heritage, when they were few in number, a handful of strangers in the land, when they wandered from country to country and from one kingdom and nation to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. He admonished kings on their account. Do not touch those I have anointed. Do no harm to any of my prophets. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners.
But he called down a famine on the land. He broke the staff that supported them. He had sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. His feet were put in chains. His neck was bound with iron, until what he said came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Then the king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free, making him master of his house and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased, and to teach his elders wisdom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy.
So Israel came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the country of Ham. He gave his people increase. He made them stronger than their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people and to deal deceitfully with his servants. Then he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, the man he had chosen. Through them he showed his marvels and his wonders in the country of Ham. He sent darkness, and dark was made. But Egypt resisted his words. He turned the waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land was alive with frogs, even in the halls of their kings. He spoke, the dog fly came, and gnats covered the land. He sent hailstones in place of the rain, and flashing fire in their land. He struck their vines and fig trees. He shattered the trees through their land. He spoke, the locusts came, young locusts, too many to be counted. They ate up every blade in the land. They ate up all the fruit of their fields. He struck all the firstborn in their land, the finest flower of their sons. He led out Israel with silver and gold. In his tribes were none who fell behind. Egypt rejoiced when they left, for dread had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud as a screen, and fire to give light in the darkness. When they asked for food, he sent quails. He filled them with bread from heaven. He pierced the rock to give them water. It gushed forth in the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy word, which he gave to Abraham, his servant. So he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with shouts of rejoicing. And he gave them the land of the nations. They took the fruit of other men's toil, that thus they might keep his precepts, that thus they might observe his laws.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Abraham, Joseph, and Moses prefigured your plan, Father, to redeem mankind from slavery and to lead them into the land of promise. Through the death and resurrection of your Son, your church fulfills these promises. Grant us living water from the rock and bread from heaven, that we may survive our desert pilgrimage and thank you eternally for your kindness.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy.
The man of God welcomes the light,
so that all may see that his deeds are true.
From the letter to the Hebrews. While the promise of entrance into his rest still holds, we ought to be fearful of disobeying, lest any one of you be judged to have lost his chance of entering. We have indeed heard the good news, as they did, but the word which they heard did not profit them, for they did not receive it in faith. It is we who have believed who enter into that rest, just as God said, "Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest." Yet God's work was finished when he created the world, for in reference to the seventh day, Scripture somewhere says, "And God rested from all his work on the seventh day." And again, in the place we have referred to, God says, "They shall never enter into my rest." Therefore, since it remains for some to enter, and those to whom it was first announced did not because of unbelief, God once more set a day, today, when long afterward he spoke through David the words we have quoted. "Today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Now if Joshua had led them into the place of rest, God would not have spoken afterward of another day. Therefore, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. And he who enters into God's rest rests from his own work, as God did from his. Let us strive to enter into that rest, so that no one may fall, in imitation of the example of Israel's unbelief. Indeed, God's word is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates and divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the reflections and thoughts of the heart. Nothing is concealed from him. All lies bare and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account.
We have a high priest who ministers in the true sanctuary. He has taken his seat in the heavens at the right hand of the throne of divine majesty,
to appear before God on our behalf.
Jesus did not enter into a man-made sanctuary, a mere copy of the real one, but into heaven itself,
to appear before God on our behalf.
From a homily by St. Gregory Nazianzen, Bishop. We are soon going to share in the Passover, And although we still do so only in a symbolic way, the symbolism already has more clarity than it possessed in former times, because under the law, the Passover was, if I may dare to say so, only a symbol of a symbol. Before long, however, when the Word drinks the new wine with us in the kingdom of His Father, we shall be keeping the Passover in a yet more perfect way and with deeper understanding. He will then reveal to us and make clear what He has so far only partially disclosed. For this wine, so familiar to us now, is eternally new. It is for us to learn what this drinking is, and for Him to teach us. He has to communicate this knowledge to His disciples, because teaching is food, even for the teacher. So, let us take our part in the Passover prescribed by the law, not in a literal way, but according to the teaching of the gospel. Not in an imperfect way, but perfectly. Not only for a time, but eternally. Let us regard as our home the heavenly Jerusalem, not the earthly one. The city glorified by angels, not the one laid waste by armies. We are not required to sacrifice young bulls or rams, beasts with horns and hooves that are more dead than alive and devoid of feeling, but instead, let us join the choirs of angels in offering God upon His heavenly altar a sacrifice of praise. We must now pass through the first veil and approach the second, turning our eyes toward the Holy of Holies. I will say more. We must sacrifice ourselves to God each day and in everything we do, accepting all that happens to us for the sake of the Word, imitating His passion by our sufferings, and honoring His blood by shedding our own. We must be ready to be crucified. If you are a Simon of Cyrene, take up your cross and follow Christ. If you are crucified beside Him like one of the thieves, now, like the good thief, acknowledge your God. For your sake and because of your sin, Christ Himself was regarded as a sinner. For His sake, therefore, we must cease to sin. Worship Him who hung on the cross because of you, even if you are hanging there yourself. Derive some benefit from the very shame. Purchase salvation with your death. Enter paradise with Jesus and discover how far you have fallen. Contemplate the glories there and leave the other scoffing thief to die outside in his blasphemy. If you are a Joseph of Arimathea, go to the one who ordered his crucifixion and ask for Christ's body. Make your own the expiation for the sins of the world. If you are a Nicodemus like the man who worshiped God by night, bring spices and prepare Christ's body for burial. If you are one of the Marys or Salome, or Joanna, weep in the early morning. Be the first to see the stone rolled back, and even the angels, perhaps, and Jesus Himself.
Jesus died outside the city gate to sanctify the people by His own blood.
Let us go to him outside the camp and share the insult that was heaped on him.
You have not yet resisted sin to the point of shedding your blood.
Let us go to him outside the camp and share the insult that was heaped on him.
Let us pray. O God, who have made all those reborn in Christ a chosen race and a royal priesthood, grant us, we pray, the grace to will and to do what you command, that the people called to eternal life may be one in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. God, forever and ever. Amen.
It's 29 minutes before the hour on Saturday, March 27th, 2021, Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
From your presence. of your Spirit, O
one of the penitential psalms, Psalm 51, that's from John Michael Talbot for this season of Lent. It's Saturday, March 27th, 2021, Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the chief priests begin to unfold their plot. From the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council.
What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on thus, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation.
But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them,
"You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish."
He did not say this of his own accord, But being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. So from that day on, they took counsel how to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer went about openly among the Jews, but went from there to the country near the wilderness to a town called Ephraim, and there he stayed with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and saying to one another as they stood in the temple,
"What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?"
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app.
Now and at the hour of our death, amen.
our Saturday bouquet to the Blessed Mother. That's Danielle Rose with Hail Mary. And before that, Russ Rentler playing a variety of folk instruments in Sing of Mary. It's 14 minutes before the hour. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Saturday of the fifth week of Lent, March 27th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful as we join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The dawn is sprinkling in the east. Its golden shower as day flows in. First mount the pointed shafts of light. Farewell to darkness and to sin. Away, ye midnight phantoms all. Away, despondence and despair. Whatever guilt the night has brought, now let it vanish into air. So that last morning dread and great, which we with trembling hope await, with blessed light for us shall glow, who chant the song we sang below. All laud to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, all glory as is ever meet, to God the Holy Paraclete. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing him praise, for he has become my Savior.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him, the God of my father, I extol him.
The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger the waters piled up, the flowing waters stood like a mound, the flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea.
The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible and renowned worker of wonders. When you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. I said, "Here I am. Here I am." To a nation that did not call upon my name, I have stretched out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in evil paths and follow their own thoughts, people who provoke me continually to my face. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Jesus died to gather into one family all the scattered children of God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus died to gather into one family all the scattered children of God.
Let us pray. To make us his new creation, Christ the Lord gave us the waters of rebirth and spread the table of his body and his word. Let us call upon him and say,
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Jesus, meek and humble of heart, clothe us with compassion, kindness, and humility.
Make us want to be patient with everyone.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Teach us to be true neighbors to all in trouble and distress.
And so imitate you, the Good Samaritan.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
May the Blessed Virgin, your mother, pray for all those vowed to a life of virginity,
that they may deepen their dedication to you and to the Church.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Grant us the gift of your mercy.
Forgive our sins and remit their punishment.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have made all those reborn in Christ a chosen race and a royal priesthood, grant us, we pray, the grace to will and to do what you command, that the people called to eternal life may be one in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
We are about to embark on Holy Week. Don't fail to take advantage of the many spiritual opportunities available at your local Catholic parish. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, Palm Sunday, at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. In the meantime, go out, make it a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.